One thing I want to say is I personally think we're under testing for BRCA. So we have our guidelines where certainly triple negatives are getting tested. But my guess is there are more ER positive, BRCA positive patients that are getting missed because we know that only a minority of patients have family history often.
So I'd like you to review the background to the trial that was presented at ASCO looking at olaparib. But also, I'm kind of curious because you mentioned this thing about testing. So before you even get into that, how about if I put forth the idea that any woman with metastatic HER2-negative breast cancer should be offered BRCA testing?
I would agree. And I think, you know, if you go further, you look at somebody like Marie-Claire King, who's really the pioneer in this area. And Marie-Claire King would say that everyone should get tested. And I think that she might be somewhere. As we get into more panel testing of tumors, one of the things I think we can question is whether we shouldn't be panel testing tumors for the BRCA mutations and maybe for PALB2 and for CHEK2 and other ones as well. And then if they're positive there, go and then test the blood or buccal mucosa or something for the germline testing so that we turn it around from just being a family history blood germline testing and turn it to a tumor testing. If we think that we're going to change our treatment based on these markers, then the tumor testing becomes important. What's also, I think, important with that strategy, if we get to that strategy, is if we test the tumors and don't depend on family history and don't depend on patients consenting for germline testing in the same way, if we make it more of a prevention tumor testing, then we also might pick up more carriers and prevent more cancers happening. I personally would advocate for us not just testing the metastatic. I totally agree with you. That's where we should start. But I would advocate for tumor testing of the early breast cancer up front and picking up cases.
Well, I was also going to ask you, you know, a lot of patients end up getting some type of next generation sequencing when they have metastatic disease, usually when kind of they're running out of options. If you do next generation sequencing, will you pretty much pick up all or most BRCA germline mutations in the tumor? Then you can go back and figure out whether it was germline. But are you going to pick them up? And do you see people who are getting NGS sent where they're not even suspecting it and seeing BRCA?
So I think we are. So I think this comes back to the whole NGS thing, where incidental mutations have been talked about. And what do we talk about? I think from day one, we've said that because BRCA mutations can have such impact, they should be reported. I think we are seeing that happening. Again, we have to get into quality control. So we have to get into, first of all, is all NGS testing the same as another NGS testing? And we always have to make sure that it's a validated lab. I think some of the research testing might then need a clinical correlation. So if you get research testing with NGS testing, it then would need the germline clinical correlation to make sure it's real. I think it requires patients having proper consent and information. So again, it comes to the behest of the oncologist to really properly inform a patient that this might come up. So we are seeing that happen. It's not a simple one-step procedure, though. We can't simply go from NGS testing to say, oh, you have a germline mutation. I think most people are going from NGS testing to then retesting with the proper hereditary cancer program germline testing and making sure they know.